Welcome to Brown Love, the show where we get real about all the things Latinx communities are talking about on your timeline. Brought to you by Netflix and Con Todo. I'm your host, Dasha Polanco. It's 2020 and the world is, well, let's just say there's a lot going on. How do you stay sane, healthy, and happy in these chaotic times we live in? Today, we're going to talk about self-care and finding your magic, or tapping into the magic of our ancestors. I'm joined by Annie Gonzalez, who stars in Netflix's Gentified, and Jessica Marie Garcia, who plays the iconic Jasmine in Netflix's On My Block. Annie staged the set and got the good energy flowing, and even brought her tarot cards out to give Jessica and I a quick reading. And she couldn't believe the card she pulled. So settle in, people. It's about to get real. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you today?
So much better now that I'm with you.
For real.
Oh, look at her.
Do you feel the energy?
I do. The power.
Smells like sage.
Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah, it feels good.
I feel serene.
I guess it's like purging me.
I feel like I've learned to enjoy the smell because I understand all of that it brings or what it eradicates.
For me, I don't. It's like something about it that I'm like, it smells a little bacalao. I'm like, okay.
I feel burning.
And then I turn on the candle.
That's a brand of sage.
Right? Is it? Is there?
No.
Because I love that stuff. Where are you from, Ms. Jessica?
I'm from Orlando, Florida. Half Cuban, half Mexican. Okay. And didn't know what it was like to be Mexican until I moved to California.
How do you identify?
I definitely Latina. Latinx, whatever. I'm just excited to be invited to the party. You can call me whatever you want.
I love that.
But no, just to even be in the presence of you two and just this like energy, I feel so honored to be here. So thank you.
What about you, Annie? Where are you from?
Me, born and raised in East LA.
Oh, okay. Yep. And how do you identify?
Girl from the hood, identify as Chicana. Okay. But first and foremost, human. Forget all that. I'm here. We're here. I'm spirit. I'm source. That's what I identify as. That's at the forefront.
Amazing. Okay, well, I want to start our first segment with speaking about what we do, industry, acting, and how you got started.
Right.
Annie, let's start with you.
Okay.
Tell me about your character on Gentified. Did she just steal your intro?
Yeah, no, because I can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I sound like a car stopping. Okay.
Do it again.
Take my Latin card away.
Again.
Okay.
You do your own thing.
That's my thing.
You said.
I was gonna straight up like fender bender with
her. No, do it. Make it. Use that as your magic.
You're right.
Sense.
You're
Go,
right.
Do it. Try
Oker?
It.
No.
She said.
I'm here for
make
it.
Make it a beat.
Okay, we could do that later.
Okay, sis. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Let's get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your character. I want to know more about her.
Oh my gosh, her name is Lidia Solis.
Okay.
She is. God, she's a chingona, man. She is.
What does that mean?
Chingona. It's badass. Mm-hmm. It's like takes no shit from anybody. I actually have it tattooed on me. I have chingona here and I have chiona here because I can be both. Okay.
So you have chingona for badass and chiona
for crybaby.
Oh, chillona. Mm-hmm. Oh, porque chillar es como llorar.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
No, I'm learning, honey, because I don't use that word. So it's important that we educate.
Yeah.
So we know what it is, because one day I want to say chingona, I can say it. I know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying.
Yo, you say that, and you're a chingona in your own right. Hell yeah.
Hello.
That's
thank
right,
you, but I'm a chingona too.
And that's why, somos dos, that's right,
okay.
Right here.
Yeah, the accent is a little different.
And that's okay. But that's what makes it beautiful, because the presence of someone else's beauty is not the absence of your own. We are all three beautiful women here, all slaying.
Come on, burn it. Burn that thing. Tell me about your character.
So Lidia Solis, she's a fire-ass mujer from East LA, Stanford grad, is all about her community and the Latinidad. She works at East LA College as a professor. So her storyline is still with her and her man, Eric, which is a JJ Soria. He plays Eric.
Okay.
And we're in a long 10-year relationship, you know, that like off and on, like trying to figure it out. But what I'm really excited about her is we see a lot of characters that try and get out and they get educated and they kind of want to denounce their, you know, where they were from because they're trying to escape. She is so about it and about her people. And that's a story too, because that's a real story. We see that all the time. But I think it's rare that we're able to see someone who is from this place, who understands, who has been educated in other facets and is proud to be there and share back with the community instead of pouring outward. They're like, nah, I want to give it back to my people so that they can do the same for themselves. And that doesn't mean that where I'm from is any less than.
So how do you relate to your character?
Oh my God. So when jumping into it initially, the relationship between Eric and Lydia, I was like so baffled. I was like, I would never be with this guy. Like, he's this, he's that, he doesn't listen. She has to keep paying for shit. Like, what the fuck? I'm evolved, right? But what it taught me was how much resentment and pain that I had with my mom and my dad's relationship. They were always off and on, you know, from East LA. My mom's a teacher in East LA as well. Wow. So I felt like I was repurposing my mom and dad's story and finding healing through it and finding a way to see my mother as a woman before I saw her as my mom and all the things that she did wrong with our relationship.
Wow. I just don't know why you don't ask for help more often.
I mean, look, I would, but sometimes it's just easier for me to do it myself. So that if you flake, I don't get pissed or disappointed that you didn't come through. So we can preserve whatever it is we're doing for the sake of the baby.
And what are we doing?
Same thing we always do.
So through this project and this role, I found so much healing for my younger self. And I feel like I found so much healing for her and understanding everything that she went through being a single mom in East LA, trying to figure it the fuck out, you know?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And for you, Jessica, you've been playing a high schooler
for a long time.
Can you tell me a little bit about your character? You know?
Well, I play Jasmine Flores. Mm-hmm. She's super shy and quiet. No. She is a spitfire. She is so sassy and she wears her heart on her sleeve.
Hey! Damn, Ruby! I see you. And I'm down with it. I like the freaky. Just like mom say. What are you talking about? Oh, you ain't gotta be shy with me, girl. I know you and Caesar be getting it in.
And I love her so much because she is so similar to me in the respect that when I was in high school, like, I put all these fronts up in order to, like, say the joke before I was the joke.
Nobody wants to see your lower butt cheeks.
Man, that's some bullshit. Did you hear that? Did you hear no butt cheeks? Do you know how many squats I do for these nalgas? Come on, people. No butt cheeks?
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't, like, the skinny girl. I had a unibrow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was not, like, what everyone wanted to be. So I would use comedy in order to blend in order to, like, have friends. And that's...
It's a tactic we use. Yeah,
absolutely. It's a persona.
Put it out there. Let's get the elephant out of the room.
Right? Yep. I'm not what you want. I get it.
So you've been playing a high schooler for how long now?
Oh, my God. My whole career. Like, this has been, like, over a decade.
Have you had moments where you're, like... You're put in that box where you're only playing those roles?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm getting to branch out. Like, I'm so thankful that I'm on this show with Gina Rodriguez and Seleni for Diary of a Future President, which is coming out too. But, like, for me, I am so thankful that I get to work, to be quite honest with you, that it hasn't really, like, bothered me. I'm just, like, thankful to my jeans and my skin. The dimples and the gap help. But for me, I enjoy being able to learn from every character, even if they are so much younger than me.
Exactly.
Like, kind of like not making the same mistakes or like I'm just thankful to be able to tell a story that it hasn't affected me to that degree, but I completely understand what you're saying.
I wanted to ask you both about what has been the surprising part of playing your characters. What can you relate to your character, right? And I think we spoke a little about that, but I know, Jessica, for you, this was your first thing. For me, it was my first big thing. So we're all, like, first here on Netflix with our first big thing, which is a great opportunity. And when you first enter there, my experience was like, oh, my God, I'm part of the show. But it wasn't like, I'm an actress. You know, I had to learn how to own that after because it was not guaranteed, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I want to hear a little bit about that. Like, what has your experience been so far? And we could start with you, Jessica. Because how long has On My Block been now?
We've been three seasons. Third season's going to be dropped.
Yes.
But it was my first series regular. And I had to fight for that. You know what I mean? Like, not like fight, but like I did fist. No, but I was a guest star. And I just remember I was going to name my incorporation Professional Guest Star Productions. Because I was like, this is my life. Like, series regular was something I didn't think was ever going to happen for me.
Exactly.
And then thank God that it's happened. But I mean, every day feels like an audition. Like, I know don't ever feel comfortable. Like, I don't ever walk on set and be like, I own this. Like, I might make you think that, but no. Like, I'm looking around like, was that funny enough? Was that okay? Like, I know very much how many people are in line for this position. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't take that lightly. Mm. And I want to always, like, really show out and give everything. Because at the end of the day, if I don't think, like, I was the funniest person in that scene or I was, like, my best, then I'm garbage. So I haven't reached the point yet where I'm so comfortable, where like just comfortable in my ability or anything. That's still something that I have yet to grasp yet.
Yeah, I feel that.
And for you?
Oh,
Annie?
Baby girl. Listen, okay, so it was me and Julissa Calderon. It's one of the fastest friends I've ever made. We worked together on Gentified. She's absolutely amazing. Just a beautiful spirit.
And I love for Julissa.
Mm-hmm. No, we do. Julissa, snap it up. For my Dominican mommy. Because, yes. You know, me and Julissa, we met, we became homies. We're both getting off set at the same time and we decide to go in my car to like hang out and talk. And we're talking. She's like, girl, like so-and-so's working on this. And we're chapping it up. And immediately I just start crying. And she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, had imposter syndrome. But throughout this process.
What is that? I never heard of that.
Imposter syndrome. I felt like a fraud. Like I was like, I've been doing this my whole life. I remember being a kid in first grade and teachers would tell my mom, she's daydreaming. Like, can you please come and check on this kid? And I'd in first grade to be sitting there. My mom's like, what are you daydreaming about? I'm like, one day when I'm a famous movie star and I make it to the Oscars. And she's like, well, movie stars need to learn how to read too. You better put your ass in those books. So having that vision of myself as a kid and then it finally coming to fruition and me sitting in the space, I was like, oh my God. And then I've had so many transitions. I've lost a bunch of weight. I've been in therapy for the last 2 years. Even taking the break from acting, it forced me to become a whole human. Now, it only behooves me to step in my power and say that I'm deserving of this. My inner voice is like, but you're that bitch. Like, you deserve to be here and you're grateful. So when I say like, I'm stepping in my power and fuck all that, I don't mean it in terms of, you know, like, I'm not worried that. But I understand, like, I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful and honored because the people that came before me and the people that are going to come after because they see me, that's going to be exciting, you know? Yeah. So that's what keeps me going of like, this isn't just about you, Annie. This is about the greater good of all of us. Like, watching you guys on my screen for the last, you know, years that I've seen you, I'm like, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait till I meet them. Like, this is gonna be so amazing. And now to be able to sit here with you in my full power feels so amazing and so surreal that I'm just like, oh shit, pinch me, pinch me, pinch me. But we're here, we're doing it.
Yes, you're here, girl. We're here. And that's great to hear because I'm a huge advocate for self-love. And hearing you say the imposter syndrome is basically insecure and feeling like you're not worth enough doing it and playing roles that they might be stereotypical at the time, non-traditional. And then you're doing what you love, you get the opportunity and you worry, right? You worry because you don't know if it's there tomorrow. So you're not living in your present moment and you're so worried about the next.
Exactly.
Well, orange is the new blue. You started it, boo. Don't forget that.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's something that every day, I can relate to both of you when I ask myself, what am I doing here? What the hell am I doing here? You know what I mean? So you start with the self-care, right? When do we start with the self-care? At what point do you realize, hey, I have to put myself first? There's a time that I've had to take a risk and say, I'm going to do acting.
Yep.
And I'm going to put myself first.
Yes.
And everybody could stay in their place.
Yep.
And I'm going to push forward through it.
Because it's for the greater good. You putting yourself first, people think that's self.
It's
selfishness
selfish.
Is good, though, because when you're doing good for yourself, you're connected to source.
Exactly.
God, Allah, whatever you want
to
call it.
So tell me a little, explain that to me, Annie. Explain to me what does self-care mean to you?
Ooh, self-care to me means taking a breath for myself, realizing that I am all that I need, all that I've ever had, and all that will ever be. And that is enough. And I mean that in a connected way because—
Well, you can, it's about listening also, and it's about learning and absorbing from the other. For you, Jessica, I know we have similarities in that, you know, we're not a size petite. And you said you've lost a lot of weight, but we are at a point where we're not a size zero.
Yep.
It comes to a point where you're a bigger size, when you're more voluptuous, when you have a little bit more junk in the trunk, it's harder to fit those roles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For some reason, they believe you less. And it affects your self-care, affects your self-love, it affects that.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that and self-care and how do you do it,
I think one of the best things I've gotten from playing characters that are like Jasmine is that I have a relatability to girls who look like me, who haven't really been able to see themselves on television before that. Mm-hmm. So like the comments that I get of someone who's like, wait, I feel like I can have this passion because I've seen you do it. Like I remember America and Real Women Have Curves. Like I was like, wait, what? Like you don't have to be a size 2 and you can look like me and be on screen. Exactly. Like I didn't think that was a possibility. So for me, self-care is just reminding myself how grateful I am. Also reminding myself that I've worked hard to get here, mm-hmm. and also to step back from it. Like if I'm not encompassed in work, then I need to be on my health. I need to be on my friends, my family. Like if you're not a whole person when you're not working, when you get the work, how are you going to portray another person?
Yes.
You know, there's an emptiness. There's a hole there.
But also because we have to understand that nothing's perfect, right? When it comes to self-care, there's going to be times where you just want to eat a damn chocolate chip cookie.
That's okay. That is self-care.
Exactly.
Cookie,
and it's not
self-care.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, for me, it's more than cookies. It's potato chips.
Oh, what we got?
It's pizza. It's truffle oil.
But that's what you needed.
Sex.
Hey, yeah,
you know what
joint.
I mean. You know, whatever. Magic. And how it has influenced in our culture. Mm. How does self-care blend into the magic and our non-traditional stuff, right? I want us to really tener un diálogo y hablar de eso porque es muy importante para mí. Mm-hmm. It's very important to discuss how it affects our cultures, whether mm-hmm. you're Mexican, whether you're Cuban, whether you're from Chile, whatever. It's important for us to discuss, right?
Yep.
So Annie, you have been doing tarot readings on set here all weekend. And for me, I have a problem with it being magic and being called magic because that's my spirituality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you know what? I think the term magic itself, especially in like Western culture, it's been made to be like magic. But when I say magic, it does feel like my spirituality, but my spirituality does feel like magic. It's connected. It's
exactly.
And it's something that can't be explained like love, right? It's like you can't touch it. You can't see it, but you feel that shit. Mm-hmm. So that's how it feels like when I feel like magic and spirituality are tandem. That's why, like, when people look at me, they're like, magic. And I was like, do you believe in a higher power? Do you believe in the life you're living? That's magic. This is just the vernacular that I choose to use because it makes it more colorful for me. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm magic. You're magic. You're magic. Like, and right here, we have a fucking cauldron burning here and we're creating
that. So it's more of like how you describe the color of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. How you describe that. Like, you sexed that up.
Come on.
Oh, that was sexy.
Hello. So how did that start for you?
Oh my gosh. My mom had been getting her cards read since I was a little girl. I remember we used to go to this older woman named Eva's house. And she would just, I was always around it. So it was never scary to me. But I was also, I was raised Mormon for a little bit. And then
for a little bit.
So my mom.
I was Mormon for like a
just
season.
Just like a second.
A baby bit. I heard you couldn't like celebrate Christmas and I was done.
And I was like, no coffee. You got me. Thank him. Just kidding. I was raised Mormon until I was about like seven or eight. And then my mom decided to leave that. I feel like even as a kid, I was always looking for something greater than myself. When I would hear love songs and like women sing love songs, I'd be like, that can't be, that's all there is to life. Like, what, we're just supposed to fall in love? Like, I didn't. And then even working to me, like having a job, I'm like, I didn't get it. I'm like, there has to be more, right? So then at 12, I decided I wanted to be Catholic. So I did all my sacraments and I went to Catholic school and I did all that stuff. And I felt God there, but it was like, I'm still not speaking the same language. I don't get like, and then I started looking, I watched The Secret. And understood how the law of attraction worked.
That's funny. My college professor, my forensic psychology professor, was the one that introduced me to The Secret.
Yep.
Yo. With the book. And I was like,
I love The Secret.
This is my life. Mm-hmm. It's like that's like a classic. That's something to go to. Like if you want to start your basic spiritual journey of what it is, that's something to go to.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yo, that, if you've ever seen Zeitgeist, that is what.
Zeitgeist.
Sis.
I mean, those are the steps. Those are the steps to becoming magic.
To becoming.
You know what I mean?
Stepping into your magic.
And Jessica, there's a thing, I went to Cuba for the first time and I spent some time in Miami. I did high school in Miami.
Oh.
And there's a lot of spirituality in Cuba.
Yep.
From practicing Santeria to so on. What's your experience with spirituality? And
well, I'm super Catholic. I like should have like a cape. I did all the sacraments. I'm just
so
not
did
in
I. Confirmation.
Yeah, exactly. Did all of them.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. I went to a private school like up until high school. and super spiritual. I had to go to church twice a week. I loved it. I went to an incredible Catholic school. Like, we had Muslims at our school, Jews at our school. We would have weeks dedicated to what they believe in and like how we were all, awesome. How we relate.
See,
it was incredible.
And that's it.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So I'm really thankful for that. But I mean, I remember hearing stories of my grandfather in Cuba opening a door and there being a chicken without a head running around and my grandmother having to get a bag because you can't touch it. You put the chicken in the headless chicken in a bag and you got to take it far away. And then my grandfather had to take a bath with rose petals, white rose petals.
Yeah, well, there's things that
there's some things going on.
Yeah, there's practices that are done culturally that people are like, well, what is that? But it's traditions that have been passed on from generations to generations that come from Africa.
Right.
Yep. Right. That comes from Yoruba. It comes from indigenous people in Mexico and the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, you know, we sacrifice and we give it to the gods and we give it to Papalewa and all that stuff. And there's stuff that, you know, I've learned along the way of educating myself to not be like, what the hell is that?
Oh, no. You got
to
be a sponge.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to. Are there any cultural traditions that you remember within your household that you could talk a little about?
Ooh, I know that New Year's was always a big thing with like the 12 grapes. Did you ever do the 12 grapes?
All the time.
Okay, because all my white friends are like, what do you do with grapes? Like, you put them with cheese.
And I'm like, no. Pennies, right?
You do like,
them at midnight.
Yes, exactly. You got to do one January. It's sweet. Oh, it's going to be a good month. And you go back and forth.
I've heard about it, but I didn't do that.
That's fine.
I thought that's how I'm.
You could try.
I want to do it.
Get them organic. Get them with a seed.
Okay, organic and with a seed. Yeah,
don't get no grapes without seeds. Because then you're like, where they come from?
Like, I get it, right? Like, I hear you, right, with the seed. But them green grapes with no seeds that are big and juicy.
Come
I'm
on,
just like,
Annie.
My bad. Okay. A cultural.
Annie's new.
Throw her under the bus.
Why? Keep your face.
No, oh, you got it. You see what they did? That's y'all are mad. You got it. No. It's cool. No. It's cool.
It's about unifying.
You're hazy. Yeah, it's about unity. Yeah, you guys are. I'm fine.
And still, what's a culture?
Okay. Culture tradition is shading people, all
culturally,
right?
Culturally, we do that. We
culturally,
do that.
We are like the worst to each
other. My own mother, my auntie, shading.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Shading, but we do it, but it's all love.
It is love. Yeah, if I can't shade you, probably don't fuck with
my
you.
Grandmother used to tell my friends they were fat. Like, that's how, like, in her face she was. She was like, oh, she's so pretty, but she should lose weight. And I'm like,
why, Grandma?
Oh, to me, Abuela. To everyone. That's a cultural thing.
I mean, amor. And another one is, listen, wear your panties backwards.
What is the panties backwards?
Yeah, because it protects you. I don't do that anymore. I don't wear panties.
It protects you from what? What is this protecting you?
I don't wear undies. Supposedly from any bad, evil eye. It's like the blue eye that
you don't see the eye because you're so uncomfortable. Because those weren't made to be backwards. Like, I would be dying.
What,
would
my underwear backwards? Well, what kind of panties you wear?
You know,
they're the same. You should be wearing organic.
You're talking about inside out, not back.
I mean, inside out.
Oh,
al revés.
Oh, my God. That would be really funny.
I was picturing you backwards. That's what I'm thinking. Like Borat.
Nah, Jessica,
I blame her.
It was Annie. No. You guys can't do this. It was
she didn't
Annie.
Get it. She didn't get it.
She's a veteran. 10 years in, she doesn't even know. Been in high school in 10 years. You can't wear a damn thong backwards.
No, I didn't know. I was learning.
You
I was taking
know we
in.
Can't do that.
No, we can't.
You
do
can't
that.
Either.
I know.
You got some junk in your trunk.
I got a fupa always. You know?
I know. Oh, God.
Now those are good. Topic. Okay, let's do a little
fupa's a different podcast.
Why you guys do that? I just pictured myself with a thong on backwards. It was not cute. Okay.
After this commercial, we'll talk about fupas.
I wanted you to pull a card for us.
Ooh.
And do a little, like, you know, just a little vibe. Pull any card.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable for it.
Yeah.
So how you learned how to do this?
I think, so it's very much intuition, connectivity, and then energies that's here. And it's always subject to change. So people get afraid to get their cards read because you're like, I don't want to know, right? But sometimes it's good when you're like, oh, yeah, there's this person that you probably need to get out of your life. And this is going to happen thereafter should this person not, right?
So this is not like you telling them, tomorrow you're going to win the lottery and it's number five. It's more of like, this is what your energy is giving off.
Exactly.
And this is what that card means.
Am I wrong when I say it's like past, future, present?
Yeah, no, it's the here and now. So it's exactly that. Like, it's everything all compiled in one. It's like, what are you giving me? What are you doing? And a little insight intuitively just on who it's the truth is we already have the answers, right? The card is just a physical manifestation. It's like when we get signs and you're like, dang, I really miss my Thea that passed away, and you see a butterfly that represents her. You know she's around.
Or when you ignore your intuition. Like, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have been with him. I should have seen it when it happened.
Yo,
and
sis.
Then he calls you.
And then he calls you.
Let's not do that right now.
And then you answer and you have like FaceTime sex.
Yes.
You're like, why did I do it?
She's like, and then you call and we have FaceTime sex. And then I drop my glass of water because I was thirsty. And I'm like, dang, it's getting real specific. This happened? You did
damn.
It?
I might need you to elaborate.
At 5:03 in the morning. When you got to be at a damn podcast at 6. You imagine? No, that didn't happen, guys.
Let's see what we got going on. We got three beautiful women.
Yeah, we have. What? Oh, don't do that, because I love that. What is it? What is it?
Come on, Annie. This is awesome, you guys. You know, okay, so I did a first spread, and I didn't feel it right. I was, like, trying to listen to y'all, so I wasn't, like, in my funk. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to do too much. I keep talking about just do what we're here to do and be. And I was like, I just want, what is a representation of what all three of us are here doing? And I got the High Priestess.
And what does that mean?
The High Priestess.
What does it look
like? I like those words together.
So it is, you guys.
Well, it's a beautiful woman.
It's a beautiful, yeah, here, I'll pass it around. You can see it's hey. So the High Priestess, she just represents all feminine divinity. She's wearing a blue cape. She has a crescent moon at her feet with a beautiful garden pictured in the back.
And two columns, right?
And so you can tell, like, this is her, like, the juxtaposition of, like, the former and the latter, and kind of just the in-between of shedding old ideas and stepping into the power to create a new ones. It's a very pensive card of divinity. So wow. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a great, beautiful card.
Yeah. So I feel like in talking about all the things that we had gone through as a collective and separately, and kind of we've been talking about a lot of, you know, the things that have felt like we've been holding back, mm-hmm. that have held us back. It feels like those things now aren't at the forefront of what we're doing. We're here to create a progression, you know?
Wow.
A forward movement. And that's why we're here right now. It's like we talked about that because we needed to reflect on that.
So we're like, we're in our present moment, and we're also loving one another, accepting one another, and sharing out love to our community, mm. and allowing us to, like, grow from our past.
Yes.
It's time for some brown love.
In the show that Annie's in, Gentify, there's a podcast called Brown Love, and it's are you excited?
I'm so excited for him.
Take that moment to say it. I'm really excited. And it's two Chicanas from LA. They're from the LA area, and they're talking about life, love, in the Latinx community. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your love lives. And if you're down, you don't have to, you know, be factual. You can say what you want to say or what you want people to hear.
I'm down.
Yeah?
Down.
Okay, well, I want to hear a little bit about your relationship status to start off.
Well, I'm married.
You married?
I'm married.
I did not know that.
I did not wear my ring today.
Let me tell you, you and I are, it's okay. It's
not good. Right. My husband's already yelling at me. I can tell.
Does he yell at you?
No, but I didn't wear it.
I've met her husband and he's, wow, them together. I'm like, yeah, love is so stupid, right?
No. He's amazing. We've been together for 11 years, but we've been married for a year now. This October.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations, newlywed.
I know.
Did you record it? Did you put it on YouTube?
Right. I know. It's on my Instagram, though. You can see that. All the good angles.
And what about you, Annie?
Me? I'm
single, dating.
I'm single. I'm in love with myself right now, but I'm dating. I'm definitely dating. I'm having a really nice time.
But you mentioned something about being pansexual. Tell me about that.
I fall in love with the person, not the sex. If you have a beautiful mind and I'm attracted to you and I think you're bad, like, let's get it happening.
Whatever gets down, gets
absolutely.
Down.
Let's see what it can do.
Totally. I think whatever works for you, works for you. If you are too consenting adults, you do you.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Yo, and then in the culture that we grew up in, we're so sex shamed, right?
It's like,
I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that to myself.
You know, that's so true. Like, for years, I've been so ashamed of, like,
I hate it.
You imagine being like, I love this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, no, I'm a pro.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Are you kidding me? Like, I was like, I didn't love myself. So I was like, everybody come love me. But now I love myself and I can say like, listen, your girl can get down and she a freak.
Right.
But not with you.
Exactly.
Okay. But maybe with you.
But that's true. That's another thing is us as a culture, we're overly sexualized anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our thing. We're the spice. We're like the highlight. You know what I mean? Like that's not that we're not because we are, but like there's other dimensions to us that they don't touch on ever. Mm-hmm.
Like, and now I think it's a great time because I feel like, yo, you could be whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. And, you know, even with social media, for example, I'm sure you guys get some DM slides.
Oh, God.
And I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to see it. And you have your phone here.
Phone.
So let me see. Go in
the
there.
DMs?
Let me, and just
and
see
I read
your DMs.
DMs.
Do you get DMs?
I'm a bad bitch. Of course
Come
I get
on.
DMs.
I want to read your DMs.
Yo, I have
DMs. You mad, right?
I want to read them.
I have DMs that like, you know, like you can't get, look at all of these are like heart eyes, flowers, fire emojis. I posted a picture of my body, right? Because I was feeling cute and I did a side angle and this guy was like, yeah, but you got no ass. And I was like, you're blocked, bitch. You can never see my shit again. Isn't that right?
Yeah no, people are.
You guys, you got to respond like I respond, right? Like if they tell me something like that, I'll be like, yeah, but this flat ass will sit on your flat face. You know what I mean? Like something like that. You got to be
That's
slick.
A good one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, like,
yeah.
I go for it. Or like, mm-hmm. I remember at the beginning when my social media and then the show came out, yo, there were people coming at me like trolls, and I love to troll a troll.
Mm.
And there was this one person that said some things, and I was like, yo, why don't you get your ass off there and fucking clean or do something with yourself? Because you're too busy being in my crevices, so you need to get out of there.
Mm.
And yo, no response. Sometimes you got to be snappy.
Yeah,
you
got to
be witty.
Not.
And sometimes you can't. Little pictures. And that's what I wanted you to tell me about your pictures that you get. If you ever gotten pictures in your DMs.
I have not.
You well, what? Get ready.
No. I have people thinking I'm a teenager and they send them to me.
No.
For real?
Yes. Oh my God. People are disgusting. There's one time I went live and I didn't know
this
like
one
when,
time in Bandcamp.
This one time I was like, looking really good. No, I did I went live and I didn't know that people, when you go live, people that don't follow you can see you.
Yeah.
So I went live, whatever, whatever. And then I got all these DMs that I had never seen before. And
what?
I was with Diego in the van we were at on my block. And I'm showing him and he's looking through all of these dick pics. And he goes, he looks at me, he goes, I'm so sorry. Like, does this happen all the time? And I'm like, yeah, Diego.
That's crazy.
Wait, I haven't
People are
them.
So weird. Wait till the show comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, wait.
Wait.
That's going to be so funny.
I mean, you can do like, they could be
no,
like trading cards.
Wrong. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that in my
you
phone.
You trade them. You go, hey, look at this one. This one's an Innie. This one's an Audi. This one's this.
This one's nothing.
We don't know what this is.
I don't know.
Damn, you need to see a doctor. Not. I mean, if you're going to send them, I'm going to show them to people.
That's
like,
yeah, right? It's public now. I want to speak about also like brown love within like your parents' brown love versus your brown love. You know what I mean? What was that like? Like the relationship of your parents growing up versus the relationship that you believe in now, your
Ooh.
Present day, because it's very different.
So sure. like, you know... So the last relationship I was in, it was a beautiful relationship, but there was a lot of things that I wasn't getting, communication, whatever else, right? And when I had spoken to my mom about it, her initial reaction was like, oh, mija, that's just how men are. They don't talk. They don't do this. And the more people I talked to of that generation were complacent.
Yes. So true.
With that, and for some reason, my stubborn ass was like, I don't buy it. I feel like... Men and people want to talk.
But that's ingrained in us from the get-go. Like, even as a kid, like, if the boy picked on you, well, he likes you. And you're like, do you know how horrible that is for a child to believe at that age that, like, abuse is, like,
okay.
love? You're telling that to a child. Oh, if he picks on you, if he's mean to you, that means he likes you.
What?
That's horrible that we ingrain in girls, specifically at a young age. But, like, that's the same for me. It's like, my mom dealt with things that my dad would do that I would never ever deal with. And that to me is just because like we are stepping into our power and also that like there's other options out there for us. We're not at home like, you know what I mean, like waiting on a man. Like we're pursuing our dreams.
And I felt like I became my father.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm living my best life and I don't want nobody that's gonna
hold it
and
down.
I'm gonna do me and it's me. And if I'm out there and I can play, I'm gonna play.
Yep.
It's such a beautiful thing culturally that in the Latin culture that we're learning how to evolve with the times as well. Right? It's not just about one person. It's more about being inclusive and everybody in it.
Yeah.
It's time to play a little game.
This game that I want to play, it's about self-care, and it's namaste or nada más. And we're going to have a little fun with it, right? And it's just, I'm going to read some of the wellness trends of the moment, and your job is to guess it. And if you don't know what it is, you can try to guess it, and you tell me if you tried it or you haven't.
Okay.
All right? And I'm going to start with the first one. Adult swaddling. Swaddling.
Have I done that?
Do you know what it is? Adult swaddling?
I can take context clues.
Try it. Quick. Just take a quick try at it. And if not,
okay,
it's fine. There's no losing or winning. And you're not going to get a free treatment.
I'm not.
From me. That, maybe. I'll give you.
You don't know. So you're not going
to
swaddle?
You're not trying to swaddle on
we'll
it?
We'll go down the list.
Oh, is that what swaddling is?
No.
I have a different idea.
No, okay.
She pointed
adult
a lot
swaddling.
More
like how you swaddle. Stop it.
You did.
How you swaddle a baby. I feel like it's another person swaddling them with them so that they can hold them.
It's your clothes.
Or is it with the blanket like you're actually swaddling like a baby?
Yeah. So it's actually adult swaddling is a wellness trend in Japan where it's believed to help mothers and with post-labor shoulder and hip pain.
Oh.
Would you try it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Would you?
I'd have to see it. It sounds, maybe with someone I felt safe with, maybe. I'd try anything.
Is it with another human?
No.
It's a blanket. Just wraps you.
So they wrap you like a baby, like a burrito.
Yeah, that sounds tight.
How did you think that
like
wrapping yourself with another person was going to help with shoulder
okay,
pain,
Annie?
Okay,
let me tell you something.
You just
okay.
gave birth to
Listen,
a person, Annie.
With a baby on your shoulder, you wrap it around like a koala.
Let me tell you what happened, right? So I grew up with mad anxiety. I used to tell my mama to lay on top of me like a weighted blanket before I knew what that shit was. Okay, you guys. It's real. I thought.
Oh, now you made me feel
and
bad.
I'm like, please swallow.
Right in her
swaddle
chest.
My chest.
So Annie's just using Jessica's breast assist to swaddle herself. That's her version of adult swaddling. Let's go on to the next. It's getting hot and frisky here with doga. Do you know what that is? Have you tried it?
Say it one more time.
Doga.
Doga.
You got it.
I would say doga, but it's doga.
Dog yoga.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's what it is.
No.
Ding, ding, ding,
Thank
ding,
Thank you,
it
because
is.
I was like, doga.
Invented in London.
Like a dojo yoga.
It's on a gentle, it focuses on gentle stretching, meditation, and dog massages. Quote, about bonding with your dog in an intimate way.
Oh,
would you try it?
Yes, I love my dog.
Yeah, I love my dog.
She'd hate it, though.
My dog.
But
my
I'm not doing doga.
Your
I'm not doing doga. I'm not doing doga with my dog. It's
no?
about me. It's about me.
You like looking at the dog. No.
No, Rainbow.
They say, try to do downward dog. You better get your ass.
Yeah.
Why you better than
and
me?
And this is, okay, this is what I'm excited about. Yoni eggs.
Yes.
Yoni.
I can't stand can't, you.
You
just,
don't know what a yoni egg is?
It's for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
what
I
is
know
it?
All about a yoni egg. Oh, wait, is that the thing you put in and you hold it?
You put it in your pussy.
I
yes.
saw that Real Housewives episode.
I mean, you put
I've
it in your vagina.
It. Oh, I would totally do that. You put in your, and then you Kegel it closed.
Yes.
So it's jade eggs that you stick up your vaginas to strengthen the pelvic floor and relieve cramps.
And, they gotta be jade.
That's
you
right.
can get them different. From different crystals. You could either get rose quartz. You could get
amethyst.
You could
get
onyx.
That's a little bumpy. Rose quartz is a little bumpy.
No, but they're smooth.
No, they smooth it out.
God, Jessica, what you want, a rough ass? You think they're going to take the damn crystal just like that?
She thinks the panties are going to be backwards. Yo, and then she thinks they're going to
start changing my life today.
She just invented a whole different type of yoning.
It's dangerous.
Yes, don't try it at home.
I picture you putting
I did not
a rough
recommend that.
I saw an entire one. You know, Kim
grabbed this crystal. She's like,
that's what I'm picturing. You put that in.
It's an egg. It's an egg. It's in the shape of
an egg.
That's another mas.
Okay.
Listen. The version of namaste is the yoni egg.
Yours is not. You wouldn't do the yoni egg?
Has a yoni egg.
I love a yoni egg.
You've done it?
I love a yoni egg.
Oh.
Let's do
it. You heard it here today.
Let's do it.
I got one right now. I didn't know what it was.
Cupping. What's cupping?
I would do cupping. That's when, like, you know, white people lay down and they put the little cup on your back and they twist it,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they get the marks on their back.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who gets cupped, though, wears a tank top the next day because they want you to know that they cupped.
I don't know why they do that.
They gotta let you know they cupped.
Let me tell you something. It's basically an ancient practice. It's basically an ancient practice of using cups to create suction on your skin. That's to help relieve pain. Side effects include
I'm
massive
so
hickeys.
Like,
I know.
My yeah.
Oh my God.
They get it right here.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Do you guys see my cupping?
Oh my God, that's so gross.
That. I just like, ah.
Yeah.
They're like so this. Stressed out.
Hickeys Hi. All over your back.
Yeah, it's always like that girl in school that had a hickey and she's like, ugh, I can't
I
believe
cupping.
My boyfriend
cupping.
Gave me a hickey.
I had a bad shoulder, so we adult swaddled and then he cupped me.
And Ooh. Then I put my yoni egg up in that to let him know I was still freaky.
And then he was dogoing me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You're dope.
The next one. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm excited about the next three, guys. I'm excited about the next three.
Okay.
Sun bumming.
Yes.
You do that?
Well, you get your butt like in the sun, right? You
first
get,
of
like,
all,
tan.
It's not your butt.
Oh.
It's more than that.
It's your front bum?
It's also known as perineum sun.
Wait, is it when you
see,
put the sun right all up in it when you're young?
All up in it.
Yeah.
You're holding it.
Yes.
For the sun.
Yo.
Made viral by an Instagram wellness guru. It's where you lay naked in the sun for 10 minutes with your butthole exposed to sun. She said 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole is the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. Well, that defeats the purpose for those that get anal bleaching, doesn't it, Annie?
Right. But also,
doesn't,
like,
it, Annie?
I don't need to.
Because if you get anal bleaching, then you should not do sun bumming.
I haven't. I would do it. Oh, I'm not opposed. Like, see my brown booty.
I'm married.
Okay.
He got it. That's fine. Like, you don't need it. No, there's nothing else happening over in that area.
So when I lived in with my mom in Whittier, we used to have, like, this, like, secluded backyard. Mm-hmm. And I'd go out there in the sun and I'd Because that's to me, it was right. It's, like, very spiritual. I'm like, the sun is blessing my little,
hell
my nana.
No.
So
and
then
my
you
booty
put
hole.
A yoni egg in there. You put the sun. What else? What else?
And it's a magical vajayjay. That's what I got.
Okay, well, I mean, my thing is, it defeats the purpose for those that get that.
How do you stumble upon that?
About what, anal bleaching?
No, like just doing
sunbumming.
You don't stumble. You make an appointment.
It had to be an influencer that came up
it
with that shit.
It did. It was an Instagram wellness guru made it viral.
And you know what? I'm officially an Instagram wellness guru. And I'm telling you, I decided.
Got it.
Oh, it's not
good
for you.
Works. Got it. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Okay, well, the next one is placentophagy.
Is that eating your placenta?
Yeah.
They have
Which
a word for
it? If it's my placenta, I would.
Oh, yeah.
The practice of eating one placenta, because I ain't eating your uterus, inner skin.
No, no, thank you.
Believed to help with postpartum depression, also dehydrated and put in a pill format. Dehydrated pill format, I will swallow it. Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. You want to do the shake?
No, I'm not doing no fucking shake.
They do it, the shake.
You right did there. The shake?
No. But I would.
Would you do the shake?
Hell yeah.
You wouldn't do the pill?
I would see,
no
I think
taste?
If you dry it, it's probably not as good.
I want to taste
so
what
are you
I
saying
like.
That dry fruit is not as good as real fruit?
Yes. Probably not for you. Or is it for
That's
you?
That's not true.
I'd rather
anything
have the
we
real
say,
thing.
We can find 20 articles that say yes and 20 articles that say no.
That's true. So I guess like, it's to the preference.
Live
I would have
truth.
It dry. You would have it wet. I would have it dry.
I wouldn't mind. It would probably be better dry. But like if they handed
no,
it to me,
no, it's probably
in a
better both ways. I'm not gonna drink a cup of placenta.
Just not warm. Warm sounds like a bad thing.
Warm or cold?
Does it come out? Who's had children? Does it come out with warm?
Does I don't know because I had a C-section.
It probably does.
But I'm gonna tell you, it is warm because your body's warm inside.
Right.
I'm kind of like a little health expert when it comes to
because when you're cold and you pee, it's warm.
Yes.
So it's probably anything in you is also warm.
Yeah.
Science.
And the last one, which is my favorite.
Go. They've all been your favorite. You can't stop it.
I love everything that has to do with what's new.
Yes.
There's this thing that's called, I'm going to tell you once I'm done with this.
Okay.
Penis facial.
I feel like
they have
where
we
go.
We
with
get
this.
Them all the time. It was a joke.
No. It is a thing.
I'm about to be like, what you mean? I did that. I'm just kidding.
It's a thing.
I'm so dumb. I thought you were meaning a penis had a facial, like it had a face.
That's what I thought when they told me. If we would have drank before this, then maybe I would have been like, damn, penis facials, my man need one. You know?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Oh my God, that's so funny.
So what it is, would you try it?
Would
you try it?
But like, also, is it like you pick the person?
No, I'm going to tell you what it is before you make a decision.
Yeah, because I got really bad
things in my head.
In 2018, Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett admitted to getting this special facial made out of Korean infant foreskins created by a New York...
Infant foreskins?
My poor little son's penis was made by a New York esthetician. Hashtag white people.
Hashtag
I don't know.
White people.
I don't know why I would take my son's little circumcised
penis
foreskin
and rub it on my face.
First of all, anybody else's little foreskin.
Right.
And put it on my face.
I gotta stop time. I gotta step out of this conversation.
I mean, I have so many follow-up questions. First of all, these little boys were not like allowing this to happen. You didn't
they
go like,
know,
you know
babies.
What I mean? Right? But that's horrible.
Yeah, they get circumcised. They save the skin. Kind of like what they do with stem cells. Kind of like with the
I'll
placenta.
I'll do a stem cell facial, but I don't need no little baby boob.
Yes.
So we wouldn't be down to do that, huh?
No.
We like other penis facials. Like,
I think we're good on the skin. We're genetically better
at
this.
But we still
fine.
Need to prevent.
We
need preventative care.
But not with small children's penis skin.
Everything they got out there. it was great, guys. Honestly, yeah. On a serious level, you guys are amazing. I'm wishing you the best. I wanted to end with a brindis, right? We're going to do a brindis and you're going to say an affirmation or your wish for the Latinx community for the next decade.
Mm.
But it's been great to speak to you guys and learn about you guys and know where you're headed and what's to come and how, like, I mean, these are moments that we're having interviews, we're having podcasts, we're having, like, shows.
Yeah.
That whether it's a podcast or whether it's a series, whether it's a recurring, whether it's a series regular,
mm-hmm.
we are having a moment that will forever be lasting. Things are changing. So yeah. It's a great time. Enjoy it. Be present. Live in your magic. Be mystic. Be powerful. Be voluptuous.
Fuck
be
yeah.
committed. It's you. Yes. You own it, right? And so I want to take a moment and cheer to a great conversation to you ladies. And let's each wish something for our Latinx community for the next decade. We could start with you, Annie.
Gosh, man, I wish for expansion, more gratitude, and just more of all of each and every one of us stepping in our power.
Absolutely. I wish unity. I wish that we all step not only in our power, but in each other's love and life and enjoy each other's company instead of bringing each other down and to continue to thrive. Like, it's our time.
Yes, Jessica.
It's our time. Yes.
It is our time. And that being said, this is how we do it.
It's Friday night.
Even though it's not Friday.
And I'm feeling all right.
Okay.
The party's here on the west side.
It sure is, but I'm from New York, darling, and we about to cheer because it's about to be lunchtime.
Cheers!
And we winning.
We winning.
Okay, I think it's enough. Cheers.
She said, all right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Dang, yo. Thank you.
This show was produced by Netflix and Con Todo in partnership with Futuro Studios. If you like what you heard, be sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to follow at Con Todo Netflix on Instagram and Twitter for all things Latin excellence on Netflix. Join me next week as we talk Latinos in comedy with some very funny gentlemen. I've been your host, Dasha Polanco. Hasta la próxima, mi gente. Brown love, brown, 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 brown love, brown, 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 brown love, brown, 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 brown love.